In advance of the September 11th anniversary, Morning Edition has been presenting the reflections of commentators from around the world. In the last such commentary, Russian businessman Vitaly Porukhov says there are similarities between the U.S.-led war on terrorism and the Russian government's military campaign against Chechen separatists.
A friend called from Zurich Airport late evening on September 11th and told me what was happening in New York. I was glued to my telephone and TV for the rest of the night. It was a night of shock and disbelief for me and my friends in the United States. A friend of my friend was never found. He worked for an insurance company with offices at the World Trade Center. The civilized world became very small that night. I went to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow the following day. For me, the building was always associated with lines of people seeking entry visas, groups of state-sponsored protesters, and occasional demonstrations by political groups. On September 12th, the embassy was surrounded by a wall of flowers several feet deep, lit candles, and groups of people quietly paying respect. I've grown accustomed to a double standard and attitude of an average Russian towards the United States. Many Russians relate to American people with warmth, touching, and camaraderie, while they view America as a nation with suspicion and competitive envy. Hostility towards someone else's prosperity is an unfortunate trait of Russian national character. Albeit for their own reasons, after September 11, such envy directed at the U.S. vanished. It was symbolized by a national minute of silence, announced by President Putin in memory of people who died in New York. And the shift in Russian foreign policy that followed may just prove sustainable. The extent of Russia's cooperation with the United States in fighting international terrorism will be a litmus test. The U.S. government had sharply criticized Russia for its supposedly anti-terrorist war in Chechnya, yet I think it employed a similar approach in Afghanistan. If Russia's experience in Chechnya, or its early attempt at installing a pet regime in Afghanistan, is any proof, both current military actions will ultimately fail. In my view, politicians of both countries are pursuing their political interests under the umbrella of national security rhetoric. I respect American patriotism, but not when it's seriously misguided by its own government's PR campaign. Tragic events of September 11 were not, in my opinion, purely terrorist attacks. Yes, they were carried out by fanatics employing terrorist tactics, but they were not financed by fanatics. With Palestinian attacks in Israel, NRA in Northern Ireland, or Basque separatists in Spain, their political purpose is clear. Who has benefited from predictable consequences of the attack on the U.S.? It's not only bin Laden, as many think. In my opinion, the attack on the U.S. was designed, financed, and executed to artificially promote a common enemy vision in the minds of poor Arabs. And it was done to distract their attention from the fact that most of their nation's oil-related wealth is controlled by a few dictatorial families. U.S. actions following the attack only served this purpose further. In Soviet Russia, the same common enemy, imperialist America, was used as a smokescreen for precisely the same goal, protecting the totalitarian regime. The best way to prevent future attacks is not to spend billions on shooting the messenger, bin Laden, and the Taliban, especially when the message was not really for the United States, but to diminish oil dependency of American economy that finances the organizers of such attacks.
The comments of Russian businessman Vitaly Porukhov.